This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. The Mavs continue to be the top story, and we heard from old Vegas Bob on Maverick social media. This is on the Dumb Zone podcast. So Bob Vulgaris, Vegas Bob, was the analytics and gambling crypto guy that apparently had made a fortune in Vegas betting on games by using his analytical approach. And he convinced Mark Cuban at some point, I think they had like crypto in common or somebody, convinced Mark Cuban at one point that he should listen to him more than Donnie Nelson. So, you know, Vegas Bob is definitely a controversial figure for Mavs past. And I don't think he had the answers either. You know, I think he convinced Mark that, like, you know, Maxi Kleber, Dwight Powell could be enough as your bigs, and then you just got guys that played defense and shot corner threes and didn't care about any other like basketball skills that I could tell. At least that was the end product, right? And that was not good team building. But he's obviously on the inside and has a strong opinion and a strong personality. So here was Vegas Bob talking about this whole nightmare, and his sights are squarely on the Mavericks governor slash owner, whatever you want to call him, Patrick Dumont. Here's Bob.
I don't know. And the other part is, like, the people who are critiquing him had no business. Like, I'm sorry, but those people have not accomplished anything. They're not accomplished individuals. Who are they to be talking about what it takes to win? That's the part that I found really, really offensive. Like, what have you done in your life that allows you to, yeah, okay, you're in charge of the team, and so you're beholden to that. But, like, also, come on, give me a break. What have you inherited a pretty good roster. You inherited a generational superstar. Have a little bit more humility, I think, in knowing what it takes to win, especially when, and then forget about, you know, Nico's in a tough position, so I can empathize him, but the owner, I mean, this guy's like the definition of, you know, he's just
the Nepo baby fail son.
He married into money. He's, by the way, he doesn't take, like, if someone's going to talk to someone else about being fit, like, I can, you know, I at least work out, I take care of him. This guy does not look like he's ever denied himself a luxury of an extra meal. And so for him to talk about what it means to win and then to reference Shaq as like the ultimate example or one of the ultimate examples of it, it's just so tone deaf. And yeah, like, dude, obviously you're charming. You managed to marry into this amazing family, like, that makes a lot of money or has a lot of money. Great. Congratulations. But what else have you accomplished other than going to school? People go to school. Well, you worked at Bear Stearns. How'd that work out for you? Damn. Like, Bear Stearns is a real fantastic company that almost bankrupted the whole country. So I don't know, man. I don't have a lot of sympathy for people who are so adamant in just have a little grace and be like, you know what, this is difficult. I underestimated how much this, you know, we're new to this. We bought this team. We didn't realize, wow, like, we'll do better. Like, we're trying to get better every day. We're trying to make better decisions. We care about the fans. Like, please trust us. We really want to bring something special, but they don't. That's the other thing. They really don't. They don't care. They don't care enough. They don't care about Dallas. They're not from Dallas. They're not Dallas people. It's a real estate play for them.
Wow. You know, so that really puts the picture in the frame, doesn't it?
That's what you call a read right there. He read that, man.
Yeah, he did, man.
That's a read.
Vegas Bob tore Patrick Dumont up, and I think this is a real cautionary tale, you know, for any Mavs fan, you know, to be thinking maybe this is just the beginning of horrible decisions. You know, I'm starting to think of this as, you know, when he said Nico's in a tough spot, so I have empathy for him. Bob Vulgaris is a guy who's got Mark Cuban in his phone, likely talks to him a lot of time, has a lot of sources over there. And Nico can come out front and center and say, hey, this was all my idea at first. But since then we found out, oh, Jason Kidd actually knew before it was over. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yes, the owners were actually involved in this as well. So how much the story has evolved and changed since it was initially reported, I think is significant. And I'm starting to look at this like, man, we might have like a Donald Sterling or, you know, worst case scenario ownership situation on our hands. And maybe Nico was just following orders. Like, I think as fans and media members, this requires like a pulling back and a more detailed investigation into exactly what was Nico's role. Because Nico had done a hell of a job. You know, he had actually been dominating the trade market, dominating decisions, other than just a couple up until this point. He had been recently talking about how Luka was the guy to take him to a championship, and then there's this total about face 180 degrees, and it would just make sense that a know-nothing and at the same time very cocky owner stepped in here and has, you know, taken us on this just wild nightmare of a basketball excursion. We were set up to be in basketball heaven for the next 10 years, Brian.
I wonder then if ownership is going to make a suggestion about Luka and trading him, do you think ownership knows really the day-to-day operations of the basketball team? And I'm asking this in a way of, I do think Nico did this.
Yeah.
I do. I think Nico is a very aggressive general manager in a lot of ways. I think there's things that, like the old saying, I don't think he's here for a good time, not a long time. And I think that there's some things that he had to deal with is, okay, you're a shoe dude, you know, but then you get a team to a championship, you know, you build in a team. I just think that the owners don't know what's going on day to day. I think this is something that I think he made this personal. I really do. I think Nico made this personal
See, that's what I thought for a while, but this week has been all about a narrative shift Dumont.
I just think the owners don't know if it's pumped up or stuff.
I think Dumont's kind of sharing what he's heard from Nico.
It reminds me very much. Yeah. It reminds me very much. And when I first worked with Jeffrey Lurie, mm-hmm. and he bought the team in 94, mm-hmm. and I was working with him in 98. 97.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going
So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He really didn't have a handle on what we were doing.
Yeah.
He wanted to be involved, and you tried to explain to him what was going on, and you know, he's gotten better as an owner because he's hired Howie, and him and Howie are tied at the hip, and you know, he trusts Howie. But when he first got to the team, you know, like he's like, okay, I want to be like the Packers. Wait a minute, I want to be like the Steelers. No, wait, I want to be like the Packers again. You know, there was that. He didn't know what direction he wanted to take his team.
Yeah, didn't have enough experience or knowledge.
He didn't have any knowledge at all. Yeah. And Joe Banner, who, if you kind of Google his name, Joe Banner was in the clothing business. Joe Banner was the president of the team, and Joe Banner is arguing with me about players.
See, this is why I don't think it was Nico, because Nico knows basketball. He played at a high level in college. He played overseas. He's been working at Nike, close relationships with a lot of basketball people.
I think it's the family has come off really bad because the guy doesn't know how to handle a delicate situation.
Exactly.
And I think to me that, you know, I think he trusted Nico from what Nico got them. I mean, if you look at the, you know, him and Jason Kidd and the roster and stuff, I mean, they got to the championship. And so the Dumont family, they're kind of like looking at Nico like, man, look what you did for us, you know? And Nico's like, hey guys, I'm thinking about trading Luka.
Yeah, then the next day we found out maybe Nico doesn't want to stick around. Why would you go from finals, I'm in here now trading away our best player, and now I want to leave the job possibly? Why would you want to leave the job?
I think a
heavy-handed owner who's trying to impress his
very
vision.
Very fair. I also think that Nico has a lot of other interests other than being a general manager. I think that he was tabbed as a general manager, and to him it was a challenge.
Huh.
I'm a shoe guy. I'm a marketing guy.
Well, we needed one to explain to the other, no matter how it went down, we can't possibly do this, but they did.
He did a bold, Nico did one of the boldest things ever in professional sports.
Yeah,
he did.
He did. He really did, and it's going to be one of those times where it's either going to be looked at as historic in a positive way or a negative way, but he's clearly set his tenure as general manager in one direction.
Let me just say, we talked with George Sedano yesterday. I asked him, is it Nico or Dumont? He said, clearly Dumont. You have Bob Vulgaris, former executive at the Mavs, pointing at Dumont, Nico, saying Nico's in a tough spot here. You have Ralph Strangis.
Nico's the fall guy.
Well-sourced all over. Sources all over the AAC where
he
called home.
After Dumont.
He's saying Dumont.
I think it's both. I do, personally. I mean, it's hard to overlook before Dumont got here.
Mm-hmm.
Nico was already removing some of the guys that were Luka guys, right? Like those
Casey Smith, Dawson.
Yeah, those dots are already kind of here.
Yeah.
So then you get what happened game three in the NBA Finals, and Dumont's here for that. And he's probably got Nico that's telling him, hey, I was with Michael Jordan. I was with Kobe. Yeah. These were my guys. They had a certain amount of work ethic. That's what it takes to be great. I'm not seeing that from Luka. I don't know if he's worth getting. I think this was a joint effort, in my opinion, between both of them. I think a lot of what Dumont is saying came from, at least from what we've heard, Nico's thoughts that Luka wasn't a overall try hard. I'm putting the work in. To me, he did. Luka would improve certain aspects of his game. Maybe he just wasn't doing it the way the Mavericks wanted him to do it.
Yeah.
He would go to Slovenia. He would go play international ball. He wasn't doing it here in Dallas. And then how can I explain to everybody when you're playing hurt in the finals, I can't tell you no. You can't go play international ball 2 weeks later.
Well, I didn't hear any word of Nico wanting to leave until the day after he could have been forced to trade Luka Doncic. And I just don't know if it's because they're basketball stupid or they wanted to rebuild the Lakers' relevancy.
This is if you're Nico and you're trying to build your team and the owner walks in and says, I want you to trade Luka Doncic. And if I was Nico, I would look at him and say, you're effing crazy. Why? And if he continues on, he says, no, we're trading this player. I would quit then. I would say, no, I'm not going to be a part of this.
Yeah.
You're not going to stain what I've done here the last 4 years, 3 years. Yeah. As a general manager, they laughed at me.
Yeah.
That I couldn't do this. You're not going to put that on me. If I was Nico then and he was forced to, he should have quit.
Well, I'd have made Dumont be at the presser, not me.
There you go. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're the one that wanted this. Don't leave me out to dry.
Yeah. I think this. I can say, I think Nico made this personal. I really do.
Well, that's where I was thinking, really, all last week. But in recent days, more momentum is pointing towards maybe Dumont having an equal or maybe even more amount of say in how this went down. And if that's the case, then even firing Nico couldn't save us from what we're about to endure here.
Like I say, it reminds me of Jeff Lurie and the movie Stripes?
Yeah.
With John Larroquette. Are those my men? No, sir. Here you're, you know, and John Larroquette's this bumbling commander guy. I think that maybe that's what we're looking at with Mavs ownership. Kind of a bumbling guy trying to kind of fit in, kind of work his way. And
make the team his.
But like I can say, if I'm Nico and you say you want to trade what?
Yeah.
Then I would have said, listen, then you can find another general manager because I'm not going to put that on my watch.
Well, I do think this is going to blow up in their face, and more journalism is going to be done. More insiders will continue to talk. And if it is Dumont, then I think he needs to become public enemy number one.
Sure.
And, you know, I really like what Ralph is doing, putting pressure on the Adelson family to remove him from this governorship because he's just clearly so clueless and out over his skis.
Yeah.
It's too big for him. Football's Finest coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
Would you want the Cowboys to sign this top free agent? What can the boys learn from filthy Super Bowl run? That's next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.